Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming Internet.
This is Chester.
I'm Keith David.
I'm embarrassed. And Dirk.
What is this, episode 22?
One.
21.
21.
21.
21.
Yeah. Mass Effect.
What? Yeah. He's allowed to forget things.
He's having a Mass Effect.
Chester's high. He forgets things.
I'm having a Mass Effect on my soul right now. Yes.
Your heart is the shepherd.
we hit the ground running. Hell
and
yeah.
I'm here to accelerate your life. No?
I was going to say, just do it. Just go and give like.
Navy.
Join the Navy.
Accelerate your life.
Thank you, Keith.
No, see, you need Godsmack in the background for that. Yeah, that's what those commercials were all about. Join the Navy. Listen to Godsmack. Oh, you mean they're going to sail around on a boat and listen to Godsmack all day? Bro, I'm joining.
That was so awesome for late 90s, early 2000. Oh. I love Sully.
Poor Keith David. He's so much better than that.
So yeah, this is the Mass Effect episode. Thank you, Chester. Yeah. You came in, you're like,
I did it.
Internet.
I forgot I was starting.
You didn't know what to expect.
I forgot what game we were doing.
You're like, this is a game for the internet and then an episode.
Yeah. I put words together.
You sure do, buddy.
Wordsmith.
You sure do. So yeah, for the 21st episode, we are going to be talking about the first Mass Effect. Ooh. We will not be talking about all Mass Effects.
It's legal for us to drink now.
We're
21.
Oh, shit. As a show, yeah.
Well, I guess
we're 20.
I'm cracking another beer. I'm going to drink two beers.
We're actually only 42 weeks old.
I was going to double fist it for.
If this was 21 years,
21 episodes,
this would be a depressing episode. Yeah, but yes, an episode. If episodes were years, if this was an annual podcast,
in podcast years, we're 21.
Would you count the point cast as like I'm 21 in 6 months?
Well, it's an unbirthday.
It's
half birthday.
Yeah, it's an unbirthday. It's like Festivus.
I just saw the codeine just take your soul.
Dude.
Ryan is
sick
this weekend.
That's the only way I'm going to stop from coughing is to just medicate myself with codeine cough syrup.
And by coughing, he just means go into a coma.
I am, however, going to be sniffing a lot, so enjoy. It's all juicy.
That's going
to
be
like
great.
It's like trying to suck pudding up my nose. It's disgusting.
Oh, just sit down, buckle up, and get ready for this episode because it's going to be the shit.
Yeah, it's like chunky and slobbery.
It's got those rice balls
it's
in
like
it.
Making out with Courtney Love.
Oh. Ooh, we can... Let's start with that.
That turned my stuff.
Let's start with that.
Did you see the, what is it, Bathed in Bleach or the trailer that I sent you? You never watch anything that I send you, do you?
Because you sent it to me at like 11:30 at night.
You pretend like the next day doesn't exist?
Oh, if I look at it, Mill and I'm like, I'm not watching this right now, and I set it down, it doesn't exist the next day.
Okay, so you already knew this because being a huge Nirvana fan, they are coming out with a, it's not a full documentary, it's a documentary where they have actors and stuff too, where they actually talk to the it's kind of like an unsolved mystery where they have
to say like unsolved mysteries, like a reenactment.
It's exactly like didn't they have an unsolved mysteries with the
they did. Dan actually has it on his DVR. He just like watches it like it's, you know, an episode of Archer or something. Like, I feel like watching that Kurt Cobain thing again.
So anyway, it's coming out to where it's the private investigator is heading the way.
He's such a douche.
Well, they're saying they're getting behind that they actually believe that Courtney Love killed Kurt Cobain.
Oh, like he's probably the only person that has that theory.
Well, but they're saying that
it was a joke. I have that theory.
I know you have that theory because you read the books. You're the one who told me about that theory about the like years ago when we were in high school.
There's
you told books. Me about this.
A book. I have a Kurt Cobain book somewhere.
It's at my house in my bookcase.
Enjoy that. It's free. It's for you. I got that for you. Merry Christmas.
Collecting dust.
Yeah, so
just like his
Courtney Love hired him to try to find her husband's killer because she didn't believe that he committed suicide. So this private investigator goes around and like does his thing and comes back and is like, I think you killed him.
You know what's really funny about that is like
still taking your money.
When I was a teenager, I was like, there's no way. And now that I'm an adult, that motherfucker was depressed as shit. He totally killed himself.
It's called Soaked in Bleach.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He killed himself.
Yeah, there's a 4-minute trailer. I don't know. It's like a documentary, but it's not a documentary. It's called something. It's a movie term mixed with documentary, mixed in a stuffed in a chicken, baked in a duck,
and remixed by Skrillex.
It's a drama. Or
it's got the whole Bleach album redone by Skrillex.
It's a drama.
Well, it's like a drama.
Docudrama.
Docudrama. There you go. Docudrama.
You were about to say dramumentary.
Listen. It's hard for me to find words and use them.
Dramumentary. Is that a school for camels?
What?
I don't know. Dromedary? No.
I don't.
Whoa, you went deep, dude. Way over my head.
I found a beer can.
I'm flying high right now.
Anyway, so in non-gaming news, that's coming out. They also have the like the police chiefs and like the people who are on the staff saying that how quickly they ruled it a suicide and cremated his body. And I guess the autopsy has never been released. It's always been sealed. So
do you have to do an autopsy on someone like that? Also, I'm pretty sure I've seen the autopsy results.
Well, one,
he shot himself. That's obvious. But two, didn't they do the blood test because he had more than a lethal dose of heroin, even for a junkie.
Well, no, you were telling me that they basically said this verbatim. He had too much heroin in his system to be able to even pick up a gun, let alone pick up a gun, put it in his mouth, and work his way to the trigger. Would have taken him hours to crawl his hand up the stock.
Yeah, but where did they take the blood from? Did they take it from his arm where he shot himself up? Or did they take it from somewhere else in his body?
What am I?
Or do they really not realize how much fucking heroin that guy did?
Maybe he had
maybe that was a normal dose for him.
Yeah.
Who knows? Anyway, so that's out. I just wanted to start with that. I thought that would... I recommend you watch it. The actress who they got to play Courtney Love, spot on.
Welcome to the Casual Coverage of
Courtney
Conspiracy
Love?
Theories.
Blankets.
How the fuck
did they work? Our one Juggalo listener is like, fuck this, and just turned it off. Anyway, gaming news.
Wait, we have some more non-gaming news. The Amazons are coming out with a smartphone.
Yeah, we saw it coming. It's the natural progression of everything online.
Well, they've got the Kindle, which is just like a tablet, so they might as well add.
Yeah, it's just they haven't released too many details. It's gonna have 3D without glasses, like the DS.
Yeah.
The
only thing they need to do is just give it phone capabilities.
I'm sure that I will see as much of the Amazon phone as much as I've seen the Windows phone.
Right.
Next to none. Nothing.
I've never actually seen a Windows phone in real
life. I'm due for a new phone next week, and you know what's on my radar?
A new iPhone.
Either a new iPhone. Actually, this last update with this iPhone has maybe turned me off to iPhones.
Or that thing my girlfriend has?
Yes.
Motorola thing?
That Motorola, the next Android thing, whatever
that
is.
With the wood on the back?
It's got a bamboo back.
It's got bamboo.
Okay. It's pretty.
It's got wood on it.
It is pretty.
The iPhone 6 is coming out. My roommate's going to get it, but I'm just like, why?
Well, I'm just saying that Amazon can release a phone. Windows can release a phone. I don't give a shit.
The thing is with the Windows phone is it's got a different operating system than Android or iOS.
Yeah, but the...
I'm sorry.
The Kindle's running on Android. It looks like a different operating system because it's got its little... What do you want to call that?
Front end?
I guess. It's got a little front end loader that loads up their crap. But it's running Android in the background. Just like the Nook. You can root it and run it as an Android tablet. But...
Well, what else we got?
There it is. The one.
What else we got on the news... here.
PAX, it's happening.
If you're in the East.
We're not there.
Nope.
Penny Arcade Expo.
Maybe one of these days we'll make it up to
Fuck, since I was in high school. They've been around a long time. Since hike school.
Hike school? It's the school I learned. You failed hike school. Looking at you, you failed
you
hike.
Actually look like that kid from Billy Madison. I can't wait till I get to hike
never
school.
Never say that again. anyways, Penny Arcade, if you've never been, like, go to pennyarcade.com. Their comics are great. They're total nerds.
Yeah, if you're one of the...
They've got their own game out.
One people listening to this.
The Rain-Slicked Precipice of Doom, is that what it's called?
On the precipice or on the something.
The Rain-Slicked Precipice of Darkness.
Darkness.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've got that game out. Like, they're big gamers. They're big nerds. And they have their own expo.
They've got two of their own expos because
one on the east, one on the west.
Yeah, I missed the 2010 Penny Arcade Expo or maybe the 2009 Penny Arcade Expo. I showed up on Sunday, So I'm walking around downtown Seattle with all the PAX signs, the banners up, and I'm just like, Father, why have you forsaken me? But yeah, and then I promised to come back to visit Lou.
Who did you promise? Oh, you promised Lou to. Yeah, I promised I'd go there one day.
I moved.
I promised myself.
I told myself I'd never go back to Seattle. And I'm developing.
It's a very Seattle-heavy episode so far.
So yeah, so if you're at PAX, by the time you you hear this, I hope you had fun.
Yeah, if you're listening to this at PAX, you can listen to this at the last day of PAX.
Yeah, last day of PAX.
Make everyone else at the expo listen.
Well, it'll actually be done by the time that, because they only, I think they run a half day.
Oh yeah,
the
last this comes out Sunday night. So
yeah, so if you're on your way back to like wherever you're going for, or wherever you were, I mean.
Make fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you for getting to go to PAX.
No, we're happy. And
we're here in the desert. You know it's like 95 today.
We're here to soothe you on the way home. Let's sit back and enjoy the smooth FM.
You haven't had enough gaming news. That's what we're here for.
Smooth. With that, I'm going to actually take something that's not on the list. I'm going to point across the table.
At my keys?
The drunk hunt.
Oh, the drunk hunt. You didn't get yours yet?
No.
So I got my Ink Whiskey Entertainment Flask. It's a... If you haven't seen these things, you got to go check it out at inkwhiskey.com. Beautiful. It's a Nintendo cartridge made into a flask.
Spot on Nintendo cartridge.
It's spot on. I actually just measured them. It's a tiny bit like
made
thicker,
in China.
And the angle on the back is a little bit different, and like the width is maybe 2 millimeters less. But everything else is
trying to
like
blow
spot
the bottom
on.
Of it.
It holds water. I tested it with some water.
Works great. Do you see what it says on the back? It says, imagined in Portland.
Made in China.
Nice. Yeah. I'm going to wash that out with something industrial. So I don't get cancer.
This is actually, I'm really impressed. Like the little, the finger grip for the cartridge is a little rubber knob that just comes right off.
Yeah, it's just like a little cork.
Yeah, a little cork. I didn't think it was going to work that good.
It's going to be tough to drink out of.
Dude, this is a gentleman's flask. You pour this into
you don't drink directly out of the cartridge.
Put your whole mouth over it. No, this is actually really cool. I'm sad that mine hasn't come yet. I just imagine that I am down the list because you're Bashaw.
Yeah, and she's Aid with an A.
Did she get one too?
Yeah, she got hers too.
Yeah, so I'm probably way down the list. Did Bokic get one?
I didn't. Didn't order.
Oh,
I believe I sent you the link, the backing link.
You did.
But no, they're really well constructed. They're solid.
Have a job.
I don't know. I mean, I was thinking like a flask is something you want to sneak into a concert, and it would be really awkward to sneak this into a concert.
But you know what? Nobody would ever think. How do you get this into a concert? I've listened to the Pixies all my life, and the one thing I really wanted was for them to sign my Duck Hunt. That's all you got. And you know what? You're a Pixies fan, and that's just off the wall enough. You can get away with that
because you got those thick rimmed black glasses.
Yeah.
Be like, you know what? I grew up playing Duck Hunt and listening to the Pixies.
Yeah, that's all I want. I just want him to sign.
You know what? We're living in a different day and age. Just tell him it's your wife, and they'll have to let you in. Like, excuse me, this is my wife, sir.
I'm like,
this?
Yeah.
This is the age we're living in
where you can marry an inanimate object.
I haven't got mine yet.
People would have to accept it.
You'd marry it?
It's the liquor series.
Which one did you get? You got the Legend of Drink, didn't you?
Yeah, the ones that they got, the Legend of Drink that they showed online.
Oh, the gold ones.
They were gold. If they're gold, I'm going to lose my shit.
No,
like, that's going to be awesome.
That was like a way bigger
one-off. I think the liquor of Zelda would have been a little
because you're pun to the max.
The legume of Zelda.
Ocra of Time. Ocra of Time. deep down. Get it out, big guy.
That's all you guys right there.
Oh, Borderlands.
Boner.
I've got a Bonerlands.
Borderlands coming out with a sequel.
An absolute sequel.
It's the pre-sequel.
Prequel.
It's both.
Who cares? It's more Borderlands.
It's in between the two games, so it's both. It's a prequel and a sequel.
It's the Rise of Hyperion is what I'm told is the story.
That's cool. It's awesome. Borderlands is the only game that I've actually bought downloadable content. It's the only game that I bought downloadable content for.
Yeah.
Because it was awesome.
I actually paid for some cosmetic fucking crap just because I liked the game and I was like, you know what? Take my money. Take my fucking money.
Yeah. Well, I've never played it in my life.
We tried to get you to play once or twice.
I watched my brother play it. It looked cool. It looked like something I could watch someone else play.
Yeah, no, it's a really colorful, really awesome game. So very good gameplay.
Yeah.
Great writing, great humor.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, the humor was awesome. It was the part where the other two brothers you have to fight or something.
Oh, it's a
Boom and Boom. His brother Boom.
Yeah.
Boom Boom.
Yeah, and I was watching that, and there was too much happening, and I'm just like,
oh yeah.
But it looked cool.
They start like the old West music, like.
Yeah. Intense.
It seemed like it would be a lot of fun, but man.
Well, you get higher level. That's the one caveat that, or not caveat, or the bad thing that I would say about Borderlands is that you have to. Well, it keeps the game alive. You have to keep going back and fighting the bosses every time you go back through there, and they get easier and easier and easier.
Well, I mean, it's kind of that, like a lot of games where you mine for better gear.
Yeah,
the bosses drop the best gear, so you can go back and kill the same boss over and over again and hope they drop really good gear.
Nice, cool.
But cool. It's not coming out for the new generation of consoles,
which is also cool.
Yeah, that's actually.
I wonder if that'll be like a trend, a continuing.
It might be. Well, here was their.
Like, you know what? Fuck these new consoles. Nobody gives a shit about
their those. Their justification was like, we have sold more copies of Borderlands 2 than there are actual next gen consoles out on.
Oh,
like,
okay.
In people's hands, like there are more.
We're gonna
there's more copies of Borderlands 2 than there are actual next gen consoles. So why would we want to release it? We're not going to sell the same amount as sold of our last game.
What about the rubes that took their Xbox 360 and to get like the extra $50 towards the trade in to their new Xbox One?
Is it not backwards?
You'll have to wait for it to get ported.
I don't think it is backwards.
No, the new systems don't have any backwards compatibility,
which is bullshit.
Why? Just keep your other one hooked up
because of games like, well, I mean, these people who traded in their
systems. But I'm sure like in a year or so. It'll be available for download or something in the virtual marketplace or something like that.
That's true.
So you'll just have to wait. You won't get it on launch day.
Or just buy a used
Sorry about it.
360 or PS3.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can probably wait one of those big, old, fat 360s like I have for next to nothing.
Yeah.
I'll get a broken one. I got a guy. He'll fix it. He'll fix it right quick.
For Borderlands fans, apparently, what I've been told, this may just be a bogus rumor, but you get to play as either Jack...
Or Claptrap.
Jack or Claptrap. And honestly, who doesn't want to play as Claptrap?
That's me jerking off.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
Me jerking off.
Claptrap.
No, you're just at the table. That's rude.
That's the top of my dick.
That's how he jacks off.
That's how he jacks off.
He slaps his dick against a wooden object. That's how he jacks off.
Well, you guys all don't do it like
that? He's into wood.
That's just me?
That's how my dad
taught me. That's just me. All right, that's just me.
That's how we learned on the ranch.
Little wood on wood action, little meat spin.
Yeah, it's like... And then you sing My Little Pony and go to sleep, right?
My Little Boner is what I sing.
Brony?
My little brony.
So yeah, how about this? Let's just touch on this, even though I probably shouldn't be taken away from Mass Effect at all, because this is a lot of games to talk about.
That's all right. We got all day.
What do you guys been playing outside of Mass Effect? Anything?
Mass Effect 2.
Okay, so you jumped. You know, that's cool, because let's talk about that before we get into the game, is that this game has been out since 2007, and I've been trying to get you to play this only because it's a BioWare title, but you're just like, nah, man, can't do it. Can't do it.
Well, I did play it a long time ago.
You tried it.
I started shooting, and I'm like, nope, done. That was it.
Yeah, you were out.
I didn't even give it a chance because I had to shoot.
I know, which made me mad. But then,
what game is this?
This game, Mass Effect.
Well, because we were talking about how he started playing Mass Effect 2 and about how... Okay, I'm jumping ahead. So he's been playing Mass Effect 2 aside from Mass Effect. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Terraria.
Which we will probably touch on in a future
absolutely.
Episode.
Absolutely. I would say it's like Super Metroid, but you can manipulate your world the way you can in Minecraft. The graphics, and it's a side-scroller, and you get upgrade your gear and stuff like that, much like Super Metroid.
Minetroid? Metcraft.
Metcraft.
It's pretty cool. I watched the trailers when Chester's like, you got to get this. And the only reason I don't want to get it is because it's a game almost like an MMO where I know that once I'm hooked, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I was thinking it was kind of an open game that never ended, but it does have bosses, and you finish the last boss and then it goes to hard mode.
Well, no,
fight the same bosses, but harder.
You were playing the small level.
Mm-hmm.
And it was huge.
It randomly generates a world. You choose small, medium, or large. And for my first world, I generated a small one, and it's gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
You don't have to get up on the mic. You just have to project. Just talk louder.
I haven't even seen the entire map because it's so fucking huge.
There you go.
But
I've also been playing, it's Cut the Rope 2. It's out. Pick that up.
What's Cut the Rope? Is that like Fruit Ninja?
It's a mobile game.
Yeah, it's a... You have it's to. There's fun. Some type of frog in it.
There's a
no. His name is Om Nom, and he's an alien.
Awesome.
And you feed it candy and donuts and stuff.
Oh, the guy who King stole Candy Crush from, he's actually starting a Kickstarter to make whatever his game was, the third.
The Candy Crush Killer.
No, I think it's like Candy Saga or something like that. I don't know.
I thought the word candy was trademarked.
Oh, yeah, they were trying to do that.
No, they failed so hard on that.
Well, good. You can't do that.
Why not? Of course you can't.
You can't. It's like me trademarking the word beer.
Oh, it's called. It was called
the word beer. No one can use the word beer unless they pay me. From now on, internet. Beer. You heard it here first.
Well, you have. There's some legal things you have to go through.
No, I don't.
It's called. Anyway,
you got it's a lawyer, like The Walking right? Dead claimed.
Who's your lawyer?
Claimed.
Anyway, he's not one. He's not a copyright lawyer. And even if he was, he wouldn't be very good at it. No, it's called Candy Swipe, and it's made by Albert Candy Swipe. Sorry, Mr. Albert, I haven't done enough research off the cuff to look up your last name.
Albert Candy Swipe.
No,
he's a prince.
They tried to. They basically just stole the game from him, like just verbatim, just right. Took it all away from him.
Oh, he stole it from Bejeweled, who stole it from
Well, he said that he made it. He made it for his mom because his mom liked the Bejeweled game, so he made something specifically for his mom.
Hey, here's an idea: get your goddamn phone off the table while it's vibrating.
Oh, well, tell my father not to call me. Should I answer it?
No, don't talk to your dad while we're on air. You're ridiculous.
That reminds me, I need to text my mom.
Oh yeah,
it's still light out, man. It's summer here in Phoenix.
Okay, we're good.
It's getting longer. Anyway, so he did a Kickstarter for Candy Swipe 3.0. And he's going to make it, I guess, just as best as he can make it. So, well, because King tried to copyright, they tried to copyright some random game, and in the legal jargon mumbo jumbo, they actually made it so they tried to put it into effect to where he couldn't use his title Candy Swipe anymore because it was infringing on their new game that didn't have anything to do with candy.
Swiping.
Yeah, so it was really like just a shitty move on King. They're just doing a cash grab. And he wrote an open letter to him. He got a huge amount of support, and now he's doing a Kickstarter. So if anybody is listening and they want to go support some cool cause, check out the Candy Swipe Kickstarter. I haven't done it yet. I've been reading about it. And thank you, Mr. Albert.
Candy Swipe. Mr. Albert Candy Swipe.
Albert C. Swipe. Which I've been trying to get. My wife plays Candy Crush all the time, and I'm just like, download Candy Swipe. And she's like,
but this is the one that everyone else is playing.
But it's so fun. Well, cause he
How am I supposed to compare scores with my friends?
He doesn't do this microtransaction bullshit. He has a straight game that you can play as long as you can play.
Dude, people love microtransactions.
No.
I mean, everyone except for us.
I hate them.
What was I reading? I was reading something on the internet the other day where someone made a comment about... their nephew was playing some game and wanted to borrow some money.
Dark Souls.
Is it Dark Souls? Yeah.
The Dark Souls 2.
Yeah, can I borrow some money so I can buy some more souls? Like,
really?
That's not how... that's how kids think games are actually
played. He's like, how do I buy more souls? I need to go to the marketplace or the app store so I can buy more souls.
Like, they think that's how games are played. You pay more money to get more things.
Oh, I thought that it had actually...
No.
In the game.
Like, that's where we're at now. It's been like that for 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
As $60 for a game and then you have to fucking spend more to get shit?
No. Listen, as ball-crushingly hard as Dark Souls is, that would be a great marketing ploy.
Want to make this game playable? Yeah. Give us an extra $10.
We will take 30 hit points off all your enemies along with their attack points.
Jesus.
So, otherwise, enjoy dying every 30 seconds. Yeah.
So that's pretty much... Do I have anything else? I haven't really been playing anything.
Except for gaming news, I believe.
Yeah, gaming news.
There's no other news.
Gaming news!
Yeah, do we need like a stupid thing?
I think I'm going to make one.
You can do that.
It'll be on board with Chester's Chivo Corner.
Do that. Gaming news.
All right, listeners. This is the moment you've
been waiting. This is Ryan, because I enjoy that this was Ryan's first time kicking this off, so let's get Ryan.
Kicking what off?
Kicking off the whole, Mass Effect.
What do you want me to say?
Whatever want to. This is the first...
It's kickoff, bro.
What? I don't know. What... It was a game.
It was a game that was controlled by a controller.
So this came out, what, it was November 2007.
For the Xbox.
For the Xbox. Originally it came out in 2007. Everyone else had to wait. PC came out in 2008. Forever for the PS3. It didn't come out on the PS3 until it came out in the pack. It came out as a trilogy.
Well, it was a Microsoft Studios release.
Yeah, so you had to wait forever if you wanted it on PS3. Actually, when I went to buy this, I wanted to, because I had been playing a lot of PS3, and I was used to the feel of the controller, and it was either pay, you know, $30, I think, for the trilogy, or I could get all three of them as separate titles for the Xbox for like $26. I'm like, $4 off? Okay, I'll do that. Why wouldn't I do that? So I ended up getting all three of them separately. I think you can get them at GameStop for like $26, $27.
And you bought all those recently. Because yeah, we were talking about it earlier.
Two weeks ago.
I was trying to get you to play this because this was the spiritual successor to Knights.
This was a great Star Wars game.
This was
a Star Wars game where you were more of a bounty hunter instead of a Jedi. I mean, really, that's what this was.
My understanding was that the studio that made this game, they had been hired to make the Knights of the Old Republic, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And then there was, for some reason, they got into an argument with LucasArts or whoever.
Shocker.
And were like, well, you know what? We're just going to do it ourselves.
It's probably because he wanted them to use Darth Silly or whatever that one was.
Darth Labia.
Darth Labs. Darth, I'm the clitoris. No, so yeah, I can imagine that after seeing how LucasArts tanked a year ago, I can see how they'd be difficult to work with. And BioWare, they got a lot of talent for writing really deep stories with really deep characters. And
well, look at their. I mean, even before that came out, they'd already done Baldur's Gate.
Yeah,
they've already done Neverwinter Nights.
That's right.
They did Knights of the Old Republic. They did Jade Empire. So it's not like this is their first RPG. They did a lot of good RPGs.
And when I was playing this, because I played this, I bought this right when it came out in 2007, and I played it all the way through. I didn't really understand. We can get to that. I didn't catch on to a lot of the story because Dirk and idiot. I lost my fucking train of thought. No, but when I went back and played it, I was picking up a lot on it, and it's incredibly deep how these characters, like the dialogue written for them. Even the trees where you had to pick conversation, whatever the conversation wheel said, he didn't really say that. He said...
It was just the gist.
Yeah, the gist of the conversation.
But if you think about it, they had to write the conversation, and they had to write a gist for every single conversation piece.
Every conversation, they had to write like two or three responses for every conversation. And each conversation could branch off into all this other shit.
Right, and even when you got to the point where you could start influencing people, there were still two or three responses, and then your what is it, Paragon and Renegade response.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just like a whole shitload of stuff you could say.
Yeah.
And some if they would have mixed up the wheel a little bit to where Renegade wasn't always on the bottom and Paragon wasn't always on the top, like even when it wasn't red and blue, I got mixed up sometimes the first playthrough. I remember when you're on the Citadel, when I'm trying to get the remains of this lady's husband back, and I accidentally slam this dude up against the wall. I'm like, ooh, I didn't mean to do that. I'm trying to be good.
Oh, I did that. Fuck that guy.
Well, did you go through as Renegade, or did you go through as Paragon?
I did whatever was convenient for me. Just like Knights. I did whatever was convenient for me at the moment. I didn't make a conscious choice to be good or evil. I did whatever was going to make it easier for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I felt like responding one way or another was going to get me what I wanted,
We should write BioWare and be like, can you get a Paragon, Renegade, and Ryan? what's the path of least resistance?
How am I going to get what I want?
It's the Palorion.
Which selection will not make me fight a bunch of people?
And sometimes I didn't work out, you know. Sometimes I didn't get what I wanted, but, you know.
Well, it made me mad, too, that going on in this game is that no matter... Because, actually, I'm actually going to shelf that, so... In 2007, the gaming landscape, like, what do we have?
No, not even 2007. Just within, like maybe 3 months of this game, there were... I mean, really, it's right before the holiday season.
Is this around November,
October?
Yeah,
it was November. I mean, there was so many fucking games out. You had, just for the Xbox, you had BioShock, you had Halo 3. So that's that. You're already going up against two heavy fucking hitters.
Two game.
Halo. Well, it was the first BioShock, so no one was really knew what to expect.
Halo 3, I took the day after and went to the midnight release so I could play Halo 3 all night with He Who Will Not Be Named and Ivan.
And then the Orange Box was out. Everyone was playing Portal. The first Modern Warfare smash, just huge.
Huge.
Everyone, and the first Assassin's Creed, everyone was playing that for 2 weeks till they got bored of it. and Uncharted came out the day before. So if you went and bought that, you're like, well, I'm not going to go spend $60 on another game. I just bought this game.
Right.
And this is an epic game. And people like me, I bought Rock Band instead of this game. And I played the cock out of Rock Band.
I look at the list and I'm like 60, 120, 180. I'm just counting up all the money that I spent because I bought all these games.
Did you really?
I had Bioshock. I bought the Orange Box, Halo 3, Modern Warfare, Assassin's Creed. I didn't buy Rock Band or Uncharted because at the time I didn't have PlayStation 3.
So, yeah, dude, it was
the only thing on this list I bought bananas. Was the Orange Box. And that was years later.
Which I still haven't played all the way through. Like Team Fortress. I
bought the Orange Box just to play Portal.
Yeah, I bought it, I think, for Portal as well. But Shane, when he was living here, what, 2-3 years ago? He was still playing Team Fortress 2. Like, he was was his game that he was... That
There's
was his
still
digs.
People playing Team Fortress 2.
Yeah, there are.
It's never going to go unless they, you know, unless Half-Life 3 comes out.
I've got a friend who still plays Counter-Strike.
People love that
Everybody
shit.
Still plays Counter-Strike.
He likes the jump maps where you have to jump.
So, yeah, they were going up against a lot. And I'm glad that when it hit, it took off because, I mean, that could have been, like, their death knell because it was a big game.
It was. It was a lot to lean on. They did, I don't know, I think it was right after this, they released that Sonic RPG for the DS.
I played that, too.
It was a good game, though. If you say,
I love Sonic,
here's how you get
it
me
was to like Mario RPG, but with Sonic people.
Yeah, like, well, it's like, how do you get me to play an RPG? BioWare made it. I'm in.
Okay.
And which is sad because I think that I think just because of how many games there were out in the market, Dragon Age, for me, fell by the wayside. And
yeah, I couldn't get into Dragon Age.
I tried. Either. I really, really tried. I tried one and two,
and I couldn't get into it.
Really? I couldn't make it past, what is it, in the first game, there was like a troll who was stupid hard?
I didn't even get that far. I made it to you know, Rat Smasher RPG. That's about how far I made it. Maybe like 20 minutes into the game, and just never liked the feel of it.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right. I don't know what it was. It just felt weird. Probably like it was for Mass Effect, first time I played
we
it.
We should go back and play, because there's a new Dragon Age coming out. It's on the horizon. Yeah.
Yeah, was it like, I'll never fucking remember, because I didn't play it.
Also, about this game, have you ever gone back and looked, because I was going on the Wikipedia page, and I was just trying to find out things, because I'll admit, this story was way too much for me to handle in my dumb brain. It's the canon that they have created since 2007. So that's what? That's 4 years?
It's
no, I'm sorry.
Huge.
It's like 8 years?
It's like a...
They created an entire universe.
It's like a Star Wars universe they created outside of a Star Wars universe. It's fucking nuts.
Yeah,
it's
huge. And if you look at it in the terms of like of Star Wars compared to this, it was like almost overnight, like in 7 years.
I think a lot of what they did is because they had all these like alien races and background for Star Wars that they were working with, I think they just kind of probably swapped out some verbs.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind that they were planning on making a Star Wars game, and they just had to change some of it.
Well, they made the first.
Cool. Yeah, and then they were planning on making the next one, and they're like, oh.
They're like, oh, well,
you know
F what?
You, and we'll make our own goddamn game that we already have done. We'll just change the things.
Yeah, they threw in like, in Star Wars, they had the alien NPCs that really, the races that didn't really do anything. Like, the two that I can think off the top of my head are the short, fat, midget ones.
What, Jawas?
No. In Mass Effect, like they were.
Oh,
that, like have the breathing things.
Some of the V.
They were the Vermeerians. Volus. The Volus. Yeah. No, they were. Okay, I'm sorry. They were the Jewish race.
Yeah, they were.
They're the money handlers.
Yeah, the money handlers. Actually, there's three of them. There's the big pink ones with the tentacles floating. Where they had like their
like
voices
all religious or something.
Well, their voices came in like.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. They're very wispy.
This one is pleased to see you.
Yeah, thank you.
No, those were the big aliens that would state their emotion.
I think Hanar were the jellyfish floater ones.
Okay, and then what were the big, like ape?
I know those ones are called Elcor, big monkey-looking ones.
Thank you for helping me. This one is happy.
No. They didn't say, the big jellyfish one would always say this one. And then those guys would always state their emotion.
Yeah.
Just like, ecstatic response. Thank you for helping me, Commander.
And this is where my cartoon brain just goes. I'm just like,
sounds like fucking it's
Eeyore. It's Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh. Like,
what's cool is because you like,
pathetic.
There's one or two where you can ask them it's like, why do you? You can ask him, why do you talk like that? Why do you state your?
I was in the first one,
and he's like, well, our race actually converses with smells or something like that. It's like,
well, because there's another
that's
race.
That's cool, though.
Well, there's another race in there. It's I think they start with a B. No, they were the bugs.
Oh, the Rachni?
Yeah, the Rachni. They song. Like, that's how they communicate.
Like crickets.
Yeah, like, yeah. So there was, like I said, there was a lot of shit for this game. We just bounced. We totally skipped over everything else, didn't we?
The races, okay. I mean, the races are one of the coolest features because there's so much depth and story behind them. Each one has its own way of communicating.
You know what really pissed me off is, speaking of races, was the Keepers. And you get one of those, you get like a mission to scan the Keepers.
And then it's a bad guy. There's two
and
guys.
And it doesn't really, you get done with it and you're like, well, why the fuck did I just do all of that?
Doesn't matter. Saren's going to shoot him at the end.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Saren's going to murder him.
Oh, spoiler.
Oh, listen, it's been out since 2007.
Spoiler alert for a seven-year-old game.
If you haven't fucking played this game.
Saren's the bad guy.
Yeah.
I played the second one.
Actually, like, kind of jumping into the characters, I'm going to start with Saren. How did they not see that a Spectre who has Geth technology crafting his whole arm and leg is not a bad guy?
Look, hindsight is 2020, man.
Okay. So I should say that my playthrough of this game, second time around, is that I had my save file from 2007 on my hard drive. So when I fired it back up and started a new game, I got to start at level 56.
Well, so neat. It's so the game plus. The new game plus.
Yeah, the new game plus thing. I guess they do that in like Batman now.
Chrono Trigger.
We got Batman in there one time this episode.
Chrono Trigger.
Fuck yeah.
We already talked about Star Wars. What else? Assassin's Creed? We talked about Assassin's Creed.
Trifecta. High five?
Yeah.
High five to myself.
Well, I just got a new Batman comic.
Ooh.
Batman Venom. Ooh.
Is it on the table right here?
No, that's Death in the Family.
Oh, is it his mom or his dad?
No, bitch, it's Robin. It's the one where the Joker beats him to death.
Oh, I thought you already had that. Yeah, you had that one.
No, I just brought it in here.
Okay, sidetrack. We got a fucking sidetrack.
Speaking of Batman, one of the characters is named Joker. Anyways.
Oh, that's right. Seth Green.
Seth Green.
Yeah, Seth Green.
The voice of Joker.
Playing a character who doesn't resemble Seth Green.
He looks like buff Seth Green.
Yeah, he's just like... I don't know. He's just...
Except he's a paraplegic, isn't he?
No.
I thought he couldn't walk.
Nah, he just likes that.
He just has to sit there.
Yeah, he's the pilot. He just likes that pilot chair. Right. Can't just get up and leave. He's the pilot. There's no co-pilot there.
Until the second game.
It's a sentient spaceship.
No, that's the second game.
Oh, okay.
That's the bad guy. That's Sovereign.
Like Moya? Oh, yeah.
See, this is why I couldn't follow the story. I'm just like, too many characters. It's like Game of Thrones. I had a first world problem moment, like watching Game of Thrones. I'm like, I don't remember any of the characters from last season.
It doesn't matter. They're all dead anyway.
No, but you have to, like, they'll start spouting stuff off. I'm like, is this the big blonde chick or is it the king?
They don't really do a, like, previously, do they?
They did a previously, but they don't, like, they should actually run down a family tree and then, like, start crossing them out.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
This person's died.
The books have family trees in the back, but they don't help. They're just as fucking confusing.
Really? I feel like that would be real cheesy, like, previously on Game of Thrones.
Because all the characters...
Like, that just wouldn't work for that show.
All the characters in each family have the same fucking names every other generation.
Oh, shit.
It's like Edward Stark is named after his grandfather, Edward Stark, and Rob Stark is named after his grandfather, Robert
Stark.
But who
is Tony Stark named after?
Tony Stark is named after his grandfather, Anthony Stark.
Tony Stark.
The Stark family tree.
So, yeah.
It just repeats.
There's too much going on with Mass Effect that the first time I played it through, I was just like, that was a good action game. I think it had a story, but the story was too deep. But by me being a level, I think it was a 56 character when I booted up this game this time around, I actually pay attention to a lot more of the story, a lot more of the side quests.
Because I like RPGs a lot, I didn't have a hard time following the story.
Well, here's what got me about the story is that the Promethean, everything is based on Promethean technology. Like, they just found all that shit in space. Prothean, sorry. Prothean. Not Promethean. Promethean.
That's something else.
Prometheus.
It's too many words.
Aliens.
Yeah. Okay, so Prothean technology. The Protheans created the Geth, who rebelled and created their own little race. And everybody was wiped out by the Reapers.
Like the Cylons. The Geth are like Cylons,
yeah,
basically. They're self-aware robots.
Yeah, and everybody's wiped out by the Reapers, who Saren, you find out, is eventually trying to find, but Saren's headed up with the Geth, who are looking for Prothean things in space to help him find the Reapers.
Well, the Geth think that the Protheans are like... they think that the Reapers are like gods.
They're
them.
Gods, yes.
And they're trying to find all of this Prothean stuff.
But how did Saren get a hold of all the Geth? Like, that's something that still I never picked up on.
Because SMS. He was in contact with Sovereign, so...
Oh, so, okay. So,
since he had Sovereign on his side, he was like, I guess he was like Jesus.
I guess it wouldn't be, okay, it wouldn't really be an indoctrination because they're all
But mechanical. It was indoctrination. They even called it indoctrination.
Well, no, but I'm saying, like, I'm referencing the game's actual canon. The Geth wouldn't have to be indoctrinated. All they'd have to be is...
No, because they're already on the side of the Reapers. I mean, they don't need to be indoctrinated.
So...
You actually, it mentions that. You can't indoctrinate a sentient machine.
Is it because they can be reprogrammed, or is it because...
You can reprogram it. But no, because it doesn't have like a brain like a human that you can control.
Okay. So... There we go. So that leads us off to, you want to talk about the characters, you want to talk about the story, the stories in the characters.
Let's talk about the characters, because the characters were cool. They were, like any good RPG, they are memorable.
They are.
I mean, there's not a single character, like at least a main character or like a good supporting character where you could name and go, who?
Yeah.
You know, because some games will do that and be like, I don't remember that person.
And they all, I know how we go back to this all the time, you're like, what's an archetype? They all fill some type of archetype.
They do. Like, so Shepard is what?
He's the hero.
Protagonist.
Yeah, the hero.
The anti-hero, because...
Depends on which way you play.
You could, by the end, you could be evil and still save the galaxy.
But at the same time, depending on which side you fall on, you're going to be able to relate with other characters in your we'll call them a troop, I guess.
So what is Liara? She's the hot blue chick. You need one of those all the time. In every game.
I think that she kind of comes onto the side of, like, the absolute good.
Was she the reskinned Mission, since they couldn't make a Star Wars game? They couldn't have Mission, so they're like, we need a hot blue chick.
She's blue, she's got head tentacles.
You can bang her. Can you bang Mission?
I don't think
there's always a Wookiee in your
like,
way.
I think she was like 15, that might not be legal.
I don't think there was any
Listen,
banging
in a galaxy
Star Wars,
a long time ago, far, far away, we don't know their laws.
There's no banging in Star Wars.
There's banging, they're all midichlorians, just they happen to just pop up.
Yeah.
No, they do like...
They procreate using the Force.
They use Demolition Man sex.
I do want to stop on Liara. She is an Asari, which I'm waiting to hit that race of all women who can just bang whoever they want.
Right.
That's exactly... They're just like, so how do you mate? Well, our minds meld, but if we have other species, which if we don't breed with other species, it's looked down upon. Like,
hint,
that's
hint.
Odd, yeah. You can bang me.
Okay.
I banged a blue chick.
I also banged a blue chick.
Chester?
Oh!
Oh! Did you bang the human?
I didn't play the game.
You banged Karth, didn't you?
Garrus. Well, it was Garrus.
You banged Garrus.
This is just like rough face. You're just like. Oh,
well,
work.
You didn't play the game at all, or you didn't refamiliarize yourself?
I played
with it.
The second one. I didn't play the.
You
first.
Really didn't play the first one. I thought you were joking.
I started playing it, and it was like, oh, I don't feel like going through all of this.
Well, and if you play the second one is actually almost. It's not a completely different game, but it is. They did fix a lot of the bugs, a lot of the things that people bitched about.
No, they didn't, because I got stuck in another goddamn wall in the second game.
I haven't been stuck in one wall.
I didn't get stuck in a wall. You know what happened is I was kind of strafing a wall. Because I knew there were guys around a corner, so I was kind of strafing it, kind of aiming around the corner, and I fucking got sucked up to the ceiling, and I was stuck up against the ceiling, like almost standing on top of some wires. It was the weirdest fucking thing.
Wait, so did you play this game kind of like a cover-based game, then, I'm assuming?
Well, I don't know what that means.
I'm just
Did you use the cover system where you could actually go up against cover?
Oh, fucking all the time. Are you kidding me? Oh,
okay, yeah. I did that the first time through. This time through, like level 56 character and all the way up. I just walked into a room
you could
and just
run
started shooting. Yeah, I was running gun.
You're better than everyone.
I am better than everyone.
I had to take it easy.
Remember that.
My sauce was weak.
So yeah, but you could actually play this because, again, the person who will not be named, when I first played it, I played it really... Okay, so that was the problem with the AI, is that they didn't... Sometimes AI rushed you. Sometimes they actually did the cover system.
Well, that was rough. They're getting rough, rushed by a fucking
Krogan.
By a Krogan.
Oh, dude, I died. I know exactly what you're talking about. I died so many times on that area, dude.
It's
when
like getting
my
rushed
first
by a Wookiee.
Yeah. So maybe the Krogans are the Wookiees that can talk.
Yeah,
maybe.
Pretty much.
Well, Wookiees use bowcasters.
Okay.
I think they're ranged fighters. Or the Krogans
are yeah, no, like, they have guns. They only...
Dude, have you seen a Wookiee?
Yeah.
I think of the Krogans more as like, I don't know, Gamorreans or something. Like, they're like... They're
what are Gamorreans? The big pig monsters?
Yeah, they're like in your face. Like, they're going to come at you.
Yeah, but they'll shoot. They only rush you when you get close to them.
Okay. Yeah.
Like a Wookiee. You know how he'll rip
so
arms off?
But if you're, if you're in a box and you're like, you're up against, if you're doing the cover system and the other Krogan is on the other side, he'll just come around and rush you.
Yeah.
There was a part in that game when I first played through that I just died over and over and over again, and I actually had to put it down for a month and walk away from it because I got pissed off.
The second game, they're actually a lot better at it. I died several times in the same spot by getting rushed.
Really?
Yeah. They're better at getting on your side. I don't know if it's just because they have more guys coming at you, but yeah, I got smashed a couple of times. Where, like, they'll hit you once, and all of a sudden, then you get that do-do-do-do-do-do, and, like, the veins on the side, like you're about to die, and you're like, shit, that was one fucking hit.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, this playthrough never happened to me once.
Yeah, you're an asshole.
Swinging a big dick.
Ashley.
Ashley.
Bitch.
I let her die.
I didn't, because I hated hearing Karth.
Look at that name again. Go ahead and look at it.
Ashley Williams?
Doesn't ring a bell at all. Nothing.
Isn't that a...
Oh, Bannon's little sister?
Nope.
Musician?
No.
A singer?
That's Ash's name from The Evil Dead.
Ashley
His
Williams?
His name
really?
Is Ashley Williams.
Really? Do you know if they named him after that?
I have no idea. I typed it in and I'm like, why does that look so fucking... What is that? I'm like, oh shit! Yeah, totally.
See, this is... things just don't stick here.
In the new one?
No, Ash. Like, Bruce Campbell, his name is Ashley Williams.
Huh.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
I'll be damned.
The more
God
you
damn.
Know.
Yeah.
So yeah, what is it?
Now I feel bad for letting her die.
No, listen, she was an absolute uppity
bitch. She was a fucking
bitch.
Racist, is what she was.
You know what's funny is you won't have the interaction that I had with her in the second game because I killed Caden because I hated him.
Just because you didn't want to listen to Karth all the
time. I hated Karth. Fuck you, Karth Onassis. Or
well,
Nally.
Then why didn't you hate Ashley?
Whiny guy?
I think I just picked it because...
You didn't get tired of her voice? Because she was Bastula.
I like Bastula.
It's the same voice.
She's on my woman squad.
Lady. She's on your woman's...
Wait, you guys don't have a woman's...
Your virtual harem?
No, it's actual woman's squad. It's a trope of actors that could be on my woman's squad.
I don't... Explain this in further detail.
I'm not following.
So,
what are the archetypes?
Archetypes.
It's archetypes are basically... I get to bang them.
So it is like a virtual harem, or is it also real, actual
or,
living
people? Or
people
that they would be like the people that I go out to a bar with if I could, but they're all women. Because okay, so
why do you want to hang out with Bachelor? She's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, Ashley's not on my woman's. Anyway, here's that story. It's gonna be really quick, real quick. So Laurel, for some reason, every guy that she liked, we'd be
she
watching.
Didn't make the cut.
No, she just don't. Laurel, listen, I like that I put a ring on it. She's not on my woman's squad. She's my wife. Okay, I'm not on her man squad.
Fair enough.
So she just, every time we watch a movie, like somebody pop on screen and for some reason she'd be like, he's on my man squad. I'm like, what does that mean? You want to bang him? She's like...
It's like Kevin Spacey. You're like, what the fuck?
Nope. No, like...
she just wants to hang out with him.
Like the people on her woman squad, like the only person that pops, I mean her man squad, the only thing that pops up in my mind was, who's the Latin dude from Dexter, the cop?
Oh, I like
that. Ooh, Batista?
Batista, yeah, she's on her.
Really?
Really?
It's eclectic. It doesn't have to be.
His list
what else is he in that I just saw?
Hat.
I just saw something. Was he in Dread?
He was in
what was he in it? I just saw it.
He wasn't in Dread.
He was in Burn Notice.
Oh, okay.
I love Burn Notice.
Just because
God,
of Bruce Campbell.
Something I just recently watched. That's the reason I started watching that show was because of Bruce Campbell. I wouldn't have watched it any other way.
Anyway, so Laurel started that, and then I was just like, because my woman squad just basically was like, I'd bang her, or just like,
so every woman that's ever existed is on your woman squad.
That's a big list.
Yeah,
every actress.
I can count one or two of them that are out there that I won't.
Dang.
Actually, I can count three of them out there that I won't.
Kathy Bates would be on the list.
Kathy Bates
of not banging.
I do a character like because Kathy Bates from what is it?
Fried Green Tomatoes?
No,
Misery? You want to bang Kathy Bates from Misery?
Kathy Bates from Misery, not on my woman's squad. Kathy Bates from The Office as the boss on my woman squad. It's just like the different. I'm
the
not
power.
Yeah, the power. Just like
she's got.
But
power,
you know who else is on my woman
got
squad?
A lot of power.
What is it? James Spader on my woman squad.
I don't know who that
James
is.
Spader. That's a man.
You know what James Spader is? Have you seen Stargate?
Yeah.
He's the main character of Stargate.
Just watched it.
Yeah, that's James Spader.
The linguistics.
Yeah, he's also in The Office.
I just got Kwong convinced me to start the series.
Oh, Stargate?
So I watched
SG-1. What,
SG-1? Don't
with
do
MacGyver?
That. No.
I love MacGyver.
I've watched like 6 episodes.
Is it good?
Yeah.
I like it.
I enjoyed it.
It's silly. It's silly that every planet they go to, they speak English. It's like, why do you have a linguistics expert if everyone speaks English? But, yeah, what if?
Anyway.
It is what it is.
We got to get through the rest of the characters. Aside from Garrus's sandpaper face, you got
Garrus.
Caden. That was your boy. That was your favorite.
I told you, no,
dude.
Caden. I said I killed Caden. I killed Karth.
That was your favorite. I don't know why you killed him. That was mean. He doesn't want to do anything but be your friend and be whiny all the time. Just
and
like,
that's why I don't want him to be. I'm
apparently
tired of
you
him.
Can bone him, even as a dude. Boom. Anyways,
whoa.
Garrus. Yeah. Garrus is the shit. Garrus, I should say, Garrus is like the flagship for the series. That is the one alien race.
Really?
When I see that alien race, or when I think Mass Effect, I think of that alien race.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess there are a lot of them in there.
I think of the blue chicks.
You think of the blue chicks.
I like, because the Asari. Blue the blue chick race, it's
Asari.
The entire race is female.
Say it. Asari. Asari. I already went through this. They're all female, all and they female. All need to bang outside of their race. I
love that. All
right.
Go to that planet.
So without cheating, what is Garrus?
Garrus is a can I get what does his race start with?
T.
Talarian?
Oh, you're so close.
Terran.
Terran?
No. Oh, you're closer.
Terran is Earth. Those are Earthlings.
Are Turian.
Turian. Okay. Yeah, okay.
So, cuz they're one of the three races that make up the council.
Oh yeah.
Tali. Tali was like
Tali. They were the Middle Eastern people.
Yeah,
they lived on a flotilla.
They're a nomadic race. They just kind of travel. They don't
with their weird gas mask. You're like, I know you're hot under there, girl. Let me see it.
Because
see
they're
with your weird glowing eyes.
Can you bang her?
What their home planet was like destroyed, or it's lost. They're all just traveling the universe.
Yeah, and then
for their home planet,
because they've been living on that artificial world for so long, they're totally like super susceptible to disease. That's why they wear those.
Oh, they're the pigs.
Yeah. What?
Like all the pigs, like. They breed pigs now that you have to have. They're all on antibiotics because they don't have a big enough layer of fat to keep all the.
Huh.
I'm talking about
the fat's where the flavor is. I'm
talking about pork santo.
Yeah, I'm talking about pork santo.
Jesus Christ!
No, all the pigs in the pig farm are on antibiotics because they're so susceptible to diseases.
I guess yeah, that's what they
talk
they're
to Sam.
The,
he used to artificially inseminate them.
They're the Middle Eastern pigs of the universe.
No, we did not say that. We did not say
well,
that.
Well, she speaks with an Arab accent.
That,
no, she lives on a flotilla.
That doesn't sound kosher.
No, it doesn't. That, okay. Oh, Chester. It's actually far from kosher.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. In so many ways.
And I never really used her at all. And she even makes an appearance in the second game. I'm just like, well, I forgot who you were.
When I played the second game, I think she's the one who died. Tali died.
Well, she was asking for
it. Well, you
it.
Could actually have a couple people die because you actually, in the second game, you have to build up a relationship with them if you want them to be strongly on your side. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way they can survive through the certain perils you put them through.
Yeah.
Like,
Fockers.
Fockers?
Fockers.
Well, Flockers? Like, I mean, in the second one, I went through every chance I had, and I'd always go talk to all of the people on my team.
Well, but you had to do, like, the side missions for them. Like, the black guy, you had to find his father, ironically.
This mission is impossible.
Not gonna
your father was killed in Detroit.
The deadbeat dad episode with the father.
Keith Davids?
No, not Keith Davids. No. Oh. I can't think of his name, but he took Caden's place as the actual...
Thank God.
Yeah, as the spine. I murdered Caden in the first episode of the first game, but yeah, you do have to build bonds with everybody. One of the bonds can be so strong you can do the bonk, bonk, bonk.
That's right.
Oh, I hope it's with that black.
There's
dude.
Love scenes with a lot of the characters, including Garrus, apparently.
Garrus, I've always
found
attractive.
That's another episode for another day.
Not at all. Not at all.
Nah.
But yeah, we already touched on Joker, Admiral Hackett.
See, what's funny about these is like the side character. Okay, there's Anderson, who is Keith David.
Yes.
There's Joker, who is Seth Green.
Mm-hmm.
There's Admiral Hackett, who is Lance Henriksen. There's Udina, the guy that wants to be the human council or whatever. I don't remember who he is, but it's just funny that the supporting cast is like more famous than the main characters.
Yeah, the actual voice actor who does the main character.
Yeah, that's so weird. And like, you hear it and you're just like, I'm playing this game and I'm like, oh shit, Keith David. I'm pretty sure that's Seth Green. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's Seth Green.
You know, if you think about it though, it actually makes sense because they only need the supporting characters around for maybe two or 3 days of recording. They need everybody else around for much longer.
What if they're, you know, I guess it makes sense. Like, what if we make this into a humongous series of games? I got to pay this guy at his A-list actor wages.
In the second game, they brought Seth Green had much more dialogue because him and was it Edie the ship?
Yeah,
they would go back and forth.
He hates computers.
Oh, he hates them so much. Do you guys want to just blow through the story real quick? We got a few minutes.
Yeah, let's blow through the story really, really fast. I guess the story is that the Reapers want to take over the universe because that's what they do, and they want to turn us all into pig monsters.
Every 50,000 years?
I don't remember how long it was. They come back every so often.
500,000.
Every 500,000
years, and it's been happening for millions of years.
The Reapers come
and they come back,
and they wipe out all sentience.
Wipe out everything, and then they disappear back into the dark space, or is that what it's called, dark space?
Yeah, the edge of the void, horizon.
And they always leave one behind to watch and wait and let everyone know that
when
it's going to
happen.
And that one was Sovereign.
This guy's got his quartz watch.
Well, we should actually talk about what...
It's 500,000 years, guys.
He's like, all right, it's still the power. Never going to run out. Never going to run out.
Just the deepest, like, most... I've wound it every day.
Waiting for this moment, human.
It's all... Meet me. Oh, 500,000 years is up.
Well, okay, they should... They don't really wait for a certain time. They wait until the organic life hits a certain pinnacle. As soon as they hit a technological pinnacle...
Well, you know, you want to make it worth it.
Well, that's what I started thinking...
It's called edging.
Just imagine a sentient robot jerking off and waiting.
Wait for it.
Oh, yeah, humans are almost... Oh, my God. Oh, did you use a tool for the first time?
Wipe them out.
Well, so I got to thinking, and I haven't read any of the books, and I've only played through the second game, and I started playing the third game, haven't finished it. There are books, there are comics. Like if you go to the Wikipedia page, they have everything in chronological order, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's not just three games. There's so much stuff.
Yeah, it's like 20 different pieces of literature.
I recently read they're coming out with a fourth one.
Good.
And
Mass
you know
Effect
what?
4.
I don't know how they how
Mass
they,
Effect 4, the I, real ending to Mass Effect 3.
Well, I haven't played through Mass Effect 3 because I got it after everything was said and done, but I really, really enjoyed Mass Effect 2. Like, as much as I really like playing a BioWare game for Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 2 was a great, great game. And it really got me looking forward to Mass Effect 3. One, because it carried like a whole arc with it, like all the people that I interacted with through the first two games. But what really got me thinking, and I haven't read the canon, is that the Reapers, maybe they got so powerful is that they just keep waiting for the technology to advance. They come through, take what they don't have, cull through everything else, and then go back into dark space. So they're just leeches. I know they are leeches, but they really don't invent anything themselves. They maybe became a geth race.
Well, they reached their level cap.
Well, no, they have. They
level up all the way.
But I'm
there's
saying,
nowhere
how,
else to go.
I'm saying, how do they get that? How do they get to that level cap? Is they actually had to one time?
You got to fight the blood dragon.
Well, you start off like imagine they start off as the Geth, and they realize that they have this technology to get out. They can actually go dormant. So they go dormant for 500,000 years, and they come back, and technology. You know that the organics are gonna take a certain path, and they said that by them using the Citadel, they could actually like herd them into a certain evolutionary path, like technology wise. But they, you know, that they have to be like a couple branches where like there's a technology thing that they didn't know.
Well, so here's the thing: is you always leave Sovereign there. So if he sees something going on, like, dude, let's not wait 500,000 years because shit's getting real down here.
Gets on his cell phone, dudes.
You got to get over here and check this out and maybe eat all of them or whatever it is we do.
So, yeah, for go back to the story. For millions of years, the Reapers have been coming back and just basically killing off all the organics. Like, they take a few centuries when they come back to harvest all the minerals, which really doesn't make sense because it takes billions of years for planets to reform minerals. Or millions.
Look, is it the minerals they're after, or like carbon?
They go after everything. From what the last couple cutscenes, when the way that the Prothean. From what the Promethean computer was explaining is that.
See, I even said it, and he said it, and he still said it. Promethean.
It's okay. Prothean. It's okay. Unique New York
drinking podcast.
Drinking podcast first. So the Protheans. They left their computer behind, and he said that, or he or she, I'm assuming it's a he, said that they just strip the galaxy of everything. Like, they basically just leave dirt on every planet.
Just dust.
Yeah, so if you look at it from a scientific standpoint, it's not going to happen, but...
How do you know? Have you lived for 500,000 years?
I am Trapper Keeper.
Trapper Keeper.
So they come back and they do this whole cycle over and over again, but then the Protheans actually realized a way to the keepers are of the Citadel are the ones who actually initiate the sovereign does he spark off the keepers to open up the mass relay?
Well they open it up and they also keep the Citadel running
up to snuff,
up to a certain where it's just enough to make it seem like it's super powerful, but they don't really give the whole picture, and they keep it hidden just enough and keep it running just enough.
Yeah,
which is weird. Are they so they live forever?
It looks like I think they're mechanical. Like they may look like they're organic.
They look like bug monsters.
Well, they do, but they're like the keepers. They're like the big spider things. We are Trapper Keeper. The Trapper Keepers. Anyway, so they initiate the... because the Citadel's a giant mass relay. That brings everything back from dark space. And then the Reapers just go wreck house. So what happened is that the Protheans put a block in so that the Keepers couldn't open the Mass Effect relay. That's why they had to bring in Saren. Saren had to do all the fucking legwork. And then
Saruman. You just said Saren like five times, and then you slip up.
Because there's Saren. Who's the Reaper? What's his name?
Sovereign.
See, they keep too many S's, too many P's. There's too much. So Saren has to do the legwork for Sovereign, but at the same time, Sovereign is indoctrinating Saren to make all this happen, and you're just like one step behind him. At the end of it, you can either that's what I wanted to ask you. Did you make Saren kill himself, or did you actually fight him the first time?
You can make him kill himself?
You can, if you go to the Paragon route, if you're high enough Paragon, you can make Saren kill himself before the very final battle when Sovereign takes him over.
I had to fight him, and then I had to double fight him after he became a robot skeleton.
You didn't really think Ryan went the Paragon route?
he did for knights. Anyway,
once. It's not like I want to play that game once.
Whatever.
I'm pretty, just like real life, kind of evenly split in the middle. I could be good, I could be evil, whatever is good. Yeah, whatever is going to be easy at that moment.
Well, the path of least resistance for that one was you can actually talk him down. It's two Paragon conversation points, and he says, "Thank you, Shepard, you set me free," and he just shoots himself in the head.
Oh, and cool.
He falls.
He doesn't turn into the robot skeleton?
No, he turns into the robot skeleton afterwards. But
you don't have to do the first fight with him.
You don't have to do the first fight.
It was really easy.
Oh, I'd imagine it would be.
It's a robot skeleton?
Yeah,
Oh, no, because...
Like Terminator?
Well, because the Reaper is actually trying to take access of the Citadel so that he can activate it to bring all the other Reapers through, which didn't make sense to me because I couldn't put it together that a ship is people. Like I said earlier...
Ship is people.
The ship is people. Like Soylent Green.
Like so what happened to get the whole robot skeleton thing? Sovereign implanted a bunch... He gave... what's his name? Saren. A bunch of quote unquote upgrades. Because it was actually just so he could completely take over his body whenever he wanted to. And that's what happened. You killed the shell, pretty much. You killed Saren.
You killed his husk.
And then, yeah, the husk. That's what they pretty much call him, a husk. So then he came back, and all of his skin just fucking burned off.
And he elongates. He's just all the mechanics.
And then he becomes, do you remember the Geth, those jumping robot things that would jump all over the walls?
I remember the Geth.
Yeah, it was like that. So they turned into one of those jumping, he was like that, but faster and more missiles.
Yeah. And you actually got into his head in one of the conversations before, because he's just like, listen, Sauron, Sodomon. Actually, side note, did you guys hear that the horse for what's his face? Gandalf?
Mm.
Gandalf's horse, what was his name?
Shadowfax.
Dead. The actor horse is dead.
Are they going to bury him with Ultimate Warrior?
Maybe.
That was so funny. I went to work. I'm like, my boss was late. I'm like, what were you late? Because you were mourning for the Ultimate Warrior. He's like, the Ultimate Warrior died.
Death's coming three.
Like, that's how bad it is. It happened in his own city, and he doesn't even know what happened. Ultimate Warrior.
The horse that was in the movie is dead. Ultimate Warrior is dead. Who's next?
There was actually one right before that.
Benji.
Dog.
Aggie will live on.
In our hearts and our minds.
God damn it.
Persevere.
Who's next? Vern Troyer.
Oh, it should happen.
I don't know. It's been so long since a famous midget has died. I mean, what, Gary Coleman? It was a long time ago.
I swear to Christ, if Dinklage dies, I'm going to...
No.
This podcast is over because you said that.
He's barely a midget.
Goodbye.
He's like a normal person that's just small and midgety.
He's like a normal person with a normal-sized head, but a smaller body. That's not dwarfism, right?
Warwick Davis.
Yeah, he's getting up there. He's getting long in tooth.
What an awesome name, Warwick.
That is such a midget name.
No, it's not. Warwick. It's a British name.
First of all, it's Warwick.
Warwick.
And
I thought it was Warwick.
And there's a W in there.
Just like Harold
Ramey?
You
don't pronounce the W?
No, you don't pronounce the second W.
Who makes up these rules?
The British? I have no idea.
Warwick?
Lucas?
Warwick.
Anyway.
Yeah,
anyway.
George Lucas decided he didn't want two W's in there and just made him say it that way. So look, do you want to be Willow or not?
So much, much like Ryan is getting in your head.
I'm indoctrinating you.
You got into Soren's head.
So,
damn it! Oh, God, I was so close.
And you were like, nah, bro, you don't want this ring.
Sovereign?
No, it's not Sovereign.
Saren? It is Sovereign.
No, Sovereign is the Reaper.
Sorry, it's Saren. Okay.
It's Saren. It is Saren. Okay. Okay, there it is. There's a big cough. Okay.
I just drank some more cough syrup, too.
Oh, so Saren, you get into his head. You're like, can't you see you're being indoctrinated? If you're on the ship long enough with, I'm just going to call him Saruman from here on out. If you're on that Reaper ship for long enough, everybody gets indoctrinated. Everybody gets brainwashed. And at the end of the game, he comes back. He's like, you know what? I started to think about what you were saying, and I brought it up to Saruman. And he was like, you need these upgrades. So he implanted me, and now I know Saruman's the shit. Like, he was just basically like, I'm not indoctrinated. He told me so. And then he put shit inside me to tell me I'm not indoctrinated.
But wait, shouldn't Saren be Saruman and Sovereign be Sauron?
See, there's too many S's. There's too many S's.
Because Sovereign is the ultimate bad guy.
Superman in here.
No.
Or how about Zach Galifianakis' impression of a gay snake? So that's pretty much it. So Saren with
Sauron.
Damn it. Is it Sauron?
Gandalf.
One Shadow big Fax. Middle finger. One big middle finger.
And Shadowfax.
Shadowfax. Fox.
Rest in peace.
Anyway, in the long of it, the short of it, good game. I'm gonna give this game one butt tap. Good game.
it was good, and I'm kind of disappointed that like we talked about at the beginning, that I didn't give it a fair chance because I just saw a shooter.
I would give it 3.5 butt taps out of 5. Good game.
So anything like if you could go back in time and be there while they're developing it, is there anything you would change?
I think it was too much game for originally the 360. It's a lot of the cutscenes jumped on me, like, and I played it on multiple Xbox 360s, and you had a lot of problems like getting stuck on walls. I think, and if you look, there's a lot of funny things that people posted online to where character models just go
their
wonky,
faces are
dude.
All warped and stuff. Yeah, that was fun.
So for me, I think that as much as I love this game, and I think that the only reason it's not 5-4 butt taps out of 5 is because there's too many technical issues, which I know they fixed in the later releases. But that's – I don't think that that's – I don't – I think it's just the developer BioWare being too ambitious.
What's keeping it from getting that last butt tap?
I would want no glitches. I would want, like, the cutscenes to flow.
Well, you said that was keeping it from getting a 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
Where's the 5 out of 5? What's it missing?
Oh, 5 out of 5?
Five butt taps.
A 5 out of 5 would be something with new canon and with new characters making it a little bit easier to follow. Because the Protheans, the Geth, Saren, and...
It sounds like you're saying it like a really ghetto black guy. It sounds like you're saying Toof or Anfernee. Like, it sounds like you're saying Geth.
Geth.
Is it Geth?
It's with a TH.
Geth.
Oh, it's Geth. I'm sorry.
Oh, you have been saying it with an F.
I have been saying
it. Okay. This dude's ghetto as fuck.
Yo, man, you can't fuck with the Geth?
Let me ask you something, man.
Yo, this on a real, okay?
Let me ask you something about the Geth.
So the Geth. So yeah, the Geth and then the Reapers.
Geth forever now.
I think that I wish they would have made it a little bit... They threw a lot of alien races that you're trying to keep up with, and it was just a little too much to have. Because I know they wanted that twist at the end. I know they wanted like to build like the big, like Luke, I am your father moment, which they had.
There really wasn't one.
There wasn't one, but it did have.
From the very beginning of the game, you knew who the bad guy was, and even halfway through the game, you knew he was being controlled by
sentient ship. The Luke, I am your father part is that the Protheans aren't. They're not the ones who made all the mass relays that you thought. They're not all the technology. We made that shit.
We
made everything so you would follow this line.
We made these. What are those? The big tower. The tower of power.
The spire?
The thing that you go in and it explodes in front of your face and shows you stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Made those, and it wasn't like to show you the technology or something. They left it behind as a fucking warning.
No,
like the beacons.
No, the beacons. The Protheans made the beacons to tell people about... Reapers.
Yeah.
But by the Reapers telling Shepard that you thought that the Prothean race was like, the apex that you guys have been like, living off of, it's us because we've been harvesting you for 500,000 years and shit's about to get real. Like that was the big changer moment. But by the time I was there, I was too fucking mixed up. So it just had a story that was a little hard for me to follow, and not the story, just like more of the characters and everything.
When you say us, are you talking about the Protheans?
I'm talking about Trapper Keeper, okay?
What do you mean, like,
we are Trapper Keeper.
Are humans the ones who... Because humans are late to the game in this whole...
Well, they are late to the game because they actually found a relay 30 years prior to the game's story that jumped them.
Well, now they're part of the intergalactic...
They are, but they've all... They've
the Democratic Order of Planets.
The dupe.
Thank you.
I think that and this is me just being like too fishy or like too looking too far into it. I think that the humans are kind of a... In our global sphere... It's kind of like America. Like, we've only been around for a couple hundred years compared to the rest of of all of the other civilizations.
But we're still the best.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem, and I got a lot of that from the game.
There's like, a lot of racism.
We came into it. It was. I felt like an American thing. Well, we came into the game late.
We're humans.
And
we're here.
We're the best, and we're here, and accept it. And that's what I got from the, what's his name, Odina?
Yeah.
Was just like, why won't they let us into their thing? Like, because they've been here for thousands of years, and you just showed up.
You have the ability at
prove
the end
that
of
you're
it.
Worth it. They made a lot of good points. They're like, well, you need to prove yourself, and it's like when you humans come in here, you just like you wreck house, and you come in here and you're like, I want this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm taking, this is mine, and it was kind of cool that they did that. And
I'm like, sleeping on the couch.
Yeah,
okay, that's where I'm sleeping.
They acknowledge that. We are like that. And if we did that. In the galaxy, like if we could fly around in spaceships and do all that, we probably would do that.
there was actually a renegade move where you could let the Citadel die. I mean, let the Council die.
I let the Council die,
and then so humans would take over.
Yeah, I did that.
Well, I saved the Council.
Oh, fuck them. No, Anderson is my new Council member. Keith David, head of the Intergalactic Council.
Well, but he also joins the Council on that side too. Like, if you save the Council, Keith David also gets to join as well. So
yeah, whatever.
Anyway.
He's the only one that mattered to me.
So
as long as Keith David's happy.
How about final thoughts for you guys? Because I turned mine into a tangent.
Well, I haven't played the game.
There you go.
The story was great, and I didn't have a hard time following it. Also, I noticed when you play games, you normally don't play like a game. You play like five games at once. So maybe you were doing that. You
know, I stopped. Well, except for our point cast episode.
No, I'm saying the first time you played it.
There was a lot going on.
There was a lot of games that were out. You were probably playing the other six games that were out. So I didn't really have a hard time following the story, and I thought it was great. And yeah, it did rip off Star Wars. I mean, really. How many butt taps? I would easily give it a four. I only had problems with some of the gameplay elements. I got clipped into walls a couple of times. I got clipped underneath the train, which absolutely pissed me right the fuck off, and I couldn't get out. And I saved. I got stuck in a pile of trash once, and then I saved and reloaded. And it set me like
That's
a foot.
So fitting.
That's how I feel about this podcast. I'm stuck in
a trash pile.
And so I clipped under the train and I saved. And then I came back and I was still under the fucking train. And this was a rough part of the game. It was the first time you ever have to drive that stupid little Mako, which I hate.
Yeah. That's a whole other story.
Until I got used to it, I liked it.
We haven't talked about the side missions, which we won't.
But
in the gathering of resources,
that wasn't actually the really second game. Second game is really that, which I did. I love that part.
I did
of the second
too.
Game.
Yeah, you just go like put a flag on the first. Yeah.
Scan
it,
planets
you
and mines.
I claimed this land for Spain.
I had to go all the way back and do all that shit again. And I was so bad at driving at the beginning.
Yeah,
and I was so bad at shooting. I didn't understand that I didn't really read anything. I didn't realize that R1 was an actual missile. It was way easier to kill everything that way, it turns out.
I couldn't figure out when you did like your Unity or your anything, what did that map to? It's like map it to a button. I'm like trying to do it. It wouldn't map to a button for me.
The first game, I don't know. I never used it. I couldn't figure it out. Yeah, the second game works better.
Yeah.
But another thing is the reticle.
Mm-hmm.
When you're playing in third-person view, it's fine. When you're playing on that, again, with the Mako. If you're up on snow covered planets and stuff, mm-hmm. It was like that reticle was like a light gray.
Well, also if
gone. I'm blind as shit. It's gone.
In the Mako, if you're on a hill to where your gun is pointed upwards, but your reticle is like in front of you, you're shooting straight up. That reticle doesn't matter.
Well, no,
shit.
I can't see it at all.
Well, I know. I'm just saying.
Weird. Like I'm a goddamn.
Anyway, man. So that's what keeps it from a five.
Yeah, that's. I mean, okay. Just some of butt that. Taps. That and. There was another gameplay element I didn't really care for was, that you could only hold like 130 items and you had to get rid of some of them.
Yeah.
And there was, I don't know if it was a glitch or something they just never bothered to fix, where you could break down all of your extra guns into Omni Gel and stuff, but all of your gun upgrades.
Yeah.
You would scroll down to the bottom of the list because you wanted to break down the lowest powered ones.
And
first,
it would jump to the top.
And it would jump all the way back to the top.
That was furious.
So I just stopped. I stopped breaking down weapon upgrades. Yeah. Weapons that would stay down there, and you could just go.
There actually is a
just take them all down.
There's a glitch on the level, the snow level where you fight Matriarch.
Benicia,
where you're talking.
Sounds like a pre-made pizza crust.
Well,
Benicia.
You know the guy.
Matriarch Benicia.
You know who the guy who like has you go clear out his office.
Yeah,
but then that girl comes in. Is like, I'm working for the secret agent. There's a morality glitch.
A fatality glitch.
It's a morality glitch to where you can actually keep talking to him over and over again, and either getting like 24 Paragon points.
Yeah, I read about that afterwards.
Well, I did it this time around. I was like Paragon like from the get go. So, anyway,
sweet.
We have run this fucking truck into the ground.
Actually, I feel like we've done better at this one than we have at most that we prepared more for.
Yeah. So actually, I was very pleased with this for non gamers. You're not going to like it because we actually talked about games. But for all you gamers, I recommend going back and give this game another fucking look.
Yeah, definitely. And if you're like me where you played it and you wanted it to be an RPG and you were like, it's a shooter, it's not a shooter, man. I mean, once you level up your shotgun and it's not a shooter. It's a spray and pray. It's you could shoot at something and easily kill it. So.
Yeah, and you can probably...
Definitely awesome.
You can probably get through the game, no side missions, for like 15 hours maybe.
15, 20 hours.
And you can pick it up right now for $10 to $30, depending on what you're buying it for or where you're buying it from.
Yeah,
so.
I think you can get the whole trilogy for all of them for $8 to $9.
Yeah. Which is worth it. They've already fixed the ending that everybody hated on the third game.
Oh,
so.
I wanted to see the bad ending.
I think they still have it. I mean, maybe they give you a choice. Like, would you like to, it's a choose your own adventure book. Would you like to see the original ending or the ending we caved on?
Which ending do you want to see?
Yeah, so.
The one that
leaves it open for another installation or.
How ironic that you say it like that, because we could possibly have another installation of.
Hey, maybe we'll get through the other two massive, and we'll be able to do the fourth one when it comes out.
That'd be cool. But other than that.
Oh, am I taking us out?
You brought us in.
Thanks for coming, Internet.
Okay, so how about thanks for listening to the 21st episode?
21. Blackjack.
Okay. So Chester's clocked out. Thanks for listening to the 21st episode of the Casual Cowards of Gaming. My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
I'm Keith David.
We're all having a good time.
Accelerate your life.
You don't know what meatspin.com is?
Uh-uh.
Let's make this happen on
right now.
Right now. Do we have
No.
Don't pull it up there. Don't pull it up there because we want music to go through. Don't do it. Stop what you're doing.
I'm not doing nothing. You have sat through. That counts.
Dude, it was all like 20,000 or so. It was ridiculous because I left it on for like days. I forgot it was playing.
How come your beers are bigger than mine?
Dang, he's a professional.
Because I'm a better man.
What the fuck?
So you're gonna burp. You're gonna cough.
I just burped.
No, you're gonna cough.
Oh no, I have all this cough syrup with Cody there.
Oh my god. So just, all of a sudden it's just gonna be like in the middle of talking and just all of a sudden you hear like
accelerate your life.
Ryan. Ryan, accelerate your life.
Oh, that's me, Keith David.